This is Rediscover Life with Pastor John from All Nations Church with your daily message to help you reconnect with your Creator and rediscover life as it can be with Jesus. And today we're starting a new series called In His Presence. And I'd like to start by reading Psalm 91. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him I will trust. Surely He will deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the perilous pestilence. He will cover you with His feathers, and under His wings you shall take refuge. His truth shall be your shield and buckler. You shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow that flies by day, nor of the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor of the destruction that lays waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. Only with your eyes shall you look and see the reward of the wicked. Because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High your dwelling place, no evil shall befall you, nor shall any plague come near your dwelling. For He will give His angels charge over you to keep you in all of your ways. In their hands they will bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. You shall tread upon the lion and the cobra, the young lion and the serpent you shall trample underfoot. Because He set His love upon me, therefore I will deliver him. I will set him on high because he has known my name. He will call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. What a wonderful psalm this is. But when you think of all of the benefits that are listed in this psalm, that God will deliver us from the snare of the fowler. Here we have deliverance. From the perilous pestilence, we see protection. He will cover us with His feathers, and under His wings we will take refuge. And so here we have both refuge and peace. His truth shall be your shield and buckler. Here we have revelation. You shall not be afraid of the terror by night. We have assurance. Nor of the arrow that flies by day. Preservation. Nor of the pestilence that walks in darkness. Nor of the destruction lays waste at noonday. We have health and longevity. 1,000 may fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand. We have preservation, but it shall not come near you. Separation. Because you've made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling place, no evil shall befall you, nor shall any plague come near your dwelling. And so here we have security and no plague coming near your dwelling. Again, you're not only security for you personally, but for your family. Your family are safe. They are covered. He will give His angels charge over you to keep you in all of your ways. Here we have supernatural protection and direction. He keeps us in all of our ways. And you will tread upon the lion and the cobra, young lion and the serpent, you shall trample underfoot. We have deliverance and victory. Because He says His love upon me, I will deliver him. Here we have breakthrough. I will set him on high because he's known my name. Here we have honor. Verse 15, He will call upon me and I will answer him. Here we have answered prayer. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. And so here we have God's comforting presence. We have honor and promotion. We have long life, and not only long life, but it says with long life I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. We have eternal life. But I think it's interesting that we have such a long list of benefits and blessings and breakthroughs, and yet it all starts with He who dwells, or she who dwells in the secret place of the Most High, shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. It all starts with His presence. And this is the beauty we have, is that we can abide in the presence of God because He is our good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. And so it's so important for us to grasp the fact that we are meant to abide in His presence, in Jesus' name. John 10:27, My sheep hear my voice, I know them, they follow me, and I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. And John 10 and verse 10, the thief does not come except to steal, to kill, and to destroy. I have come that they may have life, and that they may have it more abundantly. Well, we see that that abundant life is found in His presence. It's interesting that Christ said that He came that we would have life, not rules, religion, or ritual, but life. And ultimately, isn't that what we all long to experience? To live life to the max, to be happy, to be fulfilled, to find that peace and happiness that can only be found in Christ. And yet, 2,000 years after Christ uttered these immortal words, that I've come that you would have life and have it more abundantly. It seems that all of mankind is still seeking that elusive satisfaction. The Rolling Stones used to sing, I can't get any satisfaction. Bono used to sing, I still haven't found what I'm looking for. And that pretty much describes so many people today that are in that place of being dissatisfied and yet not even knowing what they're actually looking for. Two friends meet in the street. One looked sad and almost on the point of tears. The other man said, hey, how come you look like you're carrying the weight of the world on your shoulders? And the sad man said, well, let me tell you. 3 weeks ago, an uncle died and left me 150,000 euros. That's great. Hold on, he said. I'm just getting started. 2 weeks ago, a cousin I never knew kicked the bucket and left me 195,000 tax-free. Well, that's great, his friend said. I'd like that. Well, the man continued. Top it off, last week my grandfather passed away. I inherited over a million. His friend looked at him, puzzled. So, why are you so glum? The man responded. This week, nothing. Well, some people are never satisfied. And, you know, this is the reality. In spite of our huge advances in technology, medicine, agriculture, and so many other aspects of our existence, it's a widely accepted fact that mankind is still not happy. In fact, many people are downright miserable. I mean, just listen to Joe Duffy on an average day, and you'll get a feel for where so many people are at. Because there is an emptiness that exists in modern man that feeds our empty consumer culture. For we're living in a time where literally everything has been commodified and commercialized, whether Christmas or all the various seasons, all the various aspects of even human life itself has been commodified, really. And so people are driven to the point where they endlessly purchase, not necessarily because they need, but because, you know, we've bought into this lie that we'll somehow find happiness through this product. And yeah, you might get a temporary buzz, but you know, next week, next month, next year, there's a new iPhone out, and you know, that same sense of dissatisfaction arises on the inside of us. And so mankind endlessly strives to improve the product in order to improve the life. And again, I think technology is a perfect example of that, because advertising is based on the lie that your life is somehow incomplete without this thing that you just have to have. And in a way, you could say that our collective knowledge has rapidly increased in line with our obsessive need for bigger and better things. But clearly, better things have not led to a better life or to better people. And if you're in doubt of that, just look at the daily news, and your faith in the inherent goodness of mankind may be shaken. And yet, while mankind has increased in knowledge, our increased knowledge has simply revealed that we still don't actually know anything about what is truly important. Sadly, many are ignorant of the eternal. I remember reading about the 70s heartthrob David Cassidy just before he died. He was big in the 70s, and his final words to his daughter were, "So much wasted time." I don't think he meant that he should have released another album or gone on another tour. I believe he realized in the final moments of his life that our most precious commodity is not fame or wealth or talent or adulation, but time. Ecclesiastes chapter 12 and verse 1 says, "Remember now your Creator in the days of your youth, before the difficult days come and the years draw near when you say, I have no pleasure in them." And so here the Bible admonishes us to prioritize what is important and to remember God and not to leave faith to the twilight years of our life. And I think that is a most reckless gamble to take anyway, because many times people say, well, I'll serve God when I'm older. You've no way of knowing if you're going to reach old age. And aside from that, your daily decisions of saying no to God on a daily basis can harden you to the point where you may become utterly oblivious to his voice or to his will, to the point where you may no longer even want to repent. I mean, people take the attitude that they can somehow repent whenever they want to, but you have today. And that's why the Bible says today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts. So here in Ecclesiastes, it talks about the importance of time and using time well, because again, the title of the series is In His Presence. There is no more important task that we have, or privilege that we have, or calling that we have, than to spend time with our Creator. And what a privilege that is, that the Creator of the universe is willing to spend time with us. And so today, as we finish, Lord, we just open our hearts to you and we ask, Lord, that you would draw us into your presence. Help us to be more sensitive to your voice. Help us to walk with you and to live a life that pleases you and to seek your face, because truly you are the living God and there is no higher use of our time than to spend time in your precious presence. This is Pastor John from All Nations Church thanking you for listening today. Hope you can join us again tomorrow right here on UCB Ireland. Shalom.